Saul and Bunny were perched in the last row of the small screening room, everyone else scattered at random, leaving them a buffer zone of space. Lasner talked throughout, a back-and-forth flow, but Bunny sat quietly, looking over fingertips raised to his mouth in a pyramid, a line manager, carefully checking for scratch marks. On the screen, Dick Marshall was leaning forward in his pilot seat, eyes squinting, taking sights on an unseen fighter plane. Then a close-up, his face registering the hit. A cover shot, another. There was no sound of gunfire or people yelling or the popping of AA fire outside, all the things Ben remembered. Just Dick Marshall's face, taking aim, taut with cold calculation. After a few more cockpit shots, they were in a Western saloon, the camera turning away from the bar to take in the front door, the looming shadow behind it. The same shot, another angle. There seemed to be no order to the sequence, just what had come out of the lab first. Now a city street, someone getting out of a cab. The cab pulling away. A woman's back squaring her shoulders as she walks into an apartment building. Ben wondered how many pictures were in production. Who kept track of the output? Not just dialogue scenes, but these. Bridge shots. Filler. Seconds of screen time. The whole day's work reduced to a few nuts and bolts, then welded to other pieces of film, like steel sections in the Kaiser yard, one ship a day rolling down the slipway. When the clip ended, Lasner started squirming, bored by the sudden lull.
"Where's Rosemary?"
"She's coming,"
Bunny said, his head still resting on his fingertips. The screen crackled to life, the first clip with sound, the snap of the clapper with the take number. Rosemary was standing at a bar, smoking, her low-cut dress lined with beads, little darts of light. Dana Andrews, the star on loan, was questioning her, the kind of detective who didn't bother to take off his hat indoors.
"We can do this hard or easy," he said, the rich baritone turned tough.
"I don't know where he is,"
Rosemary said, disillusioned, not meeting his eye.
"You expect me to believe that?"
"I'm telling you, I don't know."
She rubbed out the cigarette in an ashtray.
"He left me."
"Then one of you got lucky."
A new clip, a fresh cigarette, this time facing him.
"I'm telling you, I don't know." The ashtray. "He left me."
"Then one of you got luck."
A second.
"Lucky. One of you got fucking lucky."
Laughing now, the crew laughing behind him, somebody yelling cut.
"Wonderful," Lasner said. $1,000 a week, he's laughing."
Another clip, this time without a flub, Rosemary turning away, a more sympathetic nuance, the camera close on her.
"Better,"
Bunny said.
"How'd you like the dress?"
"Another inch and a titter in the shot."
"That's a character."
"No, what you want here is she should show them, but she doesn't want to show them."
"Eddie,"
Bunny said to the director a few rows down.
"Keep watching,"
a voice said in the dark. And there it was, in the next clip. Andrews looking down, a gesture with her arm, the camera more aware of her body than before, but her own feelings more ambivalent. Just what Lasner seemed to have ordered up.
"That's it,"
he said.
"Christ, Eddie, I don't have to tell you anything. You know where I got that? Andrews. He said, let's try it. I look down her dress, but don't tell her I'm going to. See how she reacts. And he's right. The arm goes up. She doesn't even know she's doing it. But now we know her. Nice."
"Actors," Lasner said.